Track 16, Unit 3, Listening 1, Part 4, Multiple Choice.
My guest today is robot scientist Keith Wells. Keith's company, ELA Robotics, hit the news a few years ago with their home help robot, the first of its kind to be able to perform more than one domestic task. What are you working on these days, Keith?
I can't really tell you that, I'm afraid. It's not that I don't want to, it's just that we've all been given our instructions and signed an agreement not to give anything away until it actually comes onto the market. I don't quite know when that will be, but probably sometime early next year.
OK, well, we'll look forward to that. In the meantime, perhaps you could tell us what you think are the most important applications of robots in our lives. Why are they useful?
Well, they help us to do what we call the three Ds. That's anything which is dull, dirty, or dangerous. They can be used in the home or in the car manufacturing industry to do dull or monotonous work. They're used for doing dirty jobs like mining or cleaning toxic waste. And then they have applications in the military or in the dangerous business of space travel. Of course, that's not an exhaustive list, but it gives you an idea of the range of different uses they have, and also of the variety involved in my line of work.
Yes, indeed. Let's talk, if we may, about one area in particular, though. The more humanoid robots, the ones with a recognisable human form. What are the latest developments there?
Yes, the ones being built now are able to see, hear, touch, and even smell and taste. Others can show a range of emotional states, such as sadness, joy, anger, and even comical surprise. They can even recognise emotions in humans by interpreting people's body language, the postures they adopt, the gestures they make. The hope is that people will be more willing to welcome robots like these into their homes, and they could act as companions and home helps for the sick or the elderly.
Amazing. But isn't all this a little bit worrying? Robots with emotions? Isn't there a danger of science fiction becoming science fact, with robots taking over?
Yes, unfortunately, robots do get rather a bad press sometimes, don't they?
Mm.
Particularly in films and video games, where they're either objects of humour and ridicule, which we laugh at, or else they're menacing characters which threaten to destroy the whole human race. But no, there is actually an ethical code which sets out what we can and can't do in robot design. And one thing we won't do is allow ourselves to lose control over our creations.
Don't you think, though, that robots will make us lazy? That we'll no longer want to do anything that requires any effort?
I think the car's already done that to us. It's made us physically very lazy. We don't walk so much as we used to, and our bodies have suffered as a result. I think robots could well have the same effect on our brains. If we let intelligent robots do all of our thinking for us, there is a danger we won't be able to make any of our own decisions, that we'll become mentally lazy. And that, I think, is just as worrying.
Do you really think that the day will come when most homes have their own robot?
If you think back to just 30 years or so ago, few of us then would have predicted that we'd soon have a personal computer in our home, be logging onto the internet and downloading hundreds of songs and videos onto a thing called an MP4 player. So why shouldn't we all have robots? We've been talking about them for nearly a century now, and certainly their initial development wasn't quite as fast as we thought it would be. But now, with advanced computer technology available, very rapid changes are taking place in robot design.
Yes, I remember those rather clumsy-looking machines at the end of the 1990s.
That's right. The first humanoid robots could do very little. Then later models learnt to sit down and stand up, then talk, walk around, dance and so on. It's rather like watching a child grow. Through television and other media, the public is slowly growing accustomed to the idea of robots as a reality, and when they eventually become widely available, people will be ready for them.
Thank you, Keith. It's been fascinating having you on the programme.